You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, do you remember, we touched on it last week, or it might even have been this week, Shane Warne, the famous cricketer.
He is the king of spin.
And he has released a brand new fragrance, a cologne for men.
An aroma.
Which I think the bottle said oozes sophistication or something like that.
Do you really want...
Which is something no one has ever associated with Warney.
Yeah, well, do you really want a fragrance to ooze?
Yeah, that is a very good point.
Like, anything that oozes, you'd want to see your doctor about, typically.
Well, I mean, sophistication is probably not a bad thing to ooze, but I do get your point.
Does sophistication ooze in any other aspect?
It oozes in every aspect of my life, Simo.
Really?
You know I'm very sophisticated.
No, I'm just saying, like, what other sophisticated thing oozes? Like... Nothing.
What other thing oozes full stop?
Oh,
I think we've used the word ooze the most in the last 30 seconds than I have in my entire life.
I can think of a couple of things that ooze and none of them good.
Go on, give us two.
Oh, urine?
That doesn't ooze.
Yeah, it does.
It stinks, but it doesn't ooze. We're getting head shakes from outside. That's what are you talking? You should go see a doctor. If your urine oozes out.
Mine doesn't, but I'm saying, like, if it does, you should.
Oh, 100% if it doesn't, you should.
Yeah, that's my point.
But it doesn't.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm glad.
Anyway.
I'm pleased for...
Anyway, let's move on to what we're meant to be talking about, which is a brand new fragrance has been released by this Aussie legend. Simo, VB, they have released their very own fragrance. They're still making beer and all that sort of stuff. But now the famous Aussie beer has decided to throw its hat in the ring of making fragrances.
If anyone could make sophistication ooze.
Simo, I've got the little blurb about what the fragrance smells like. So I'm going to read this to you. Just let me know if you, when you hear this, you instantly think VB.
Okay, yeah.
The fragrance has bitter citrus notes that give way to a floral spice and sweet hoppy accents with subtle beginnings of freshly cut barley. So essential. If you've ever wanted to smell like a beer, smell like this bad boy.
You can get yourself into trouble with your partner, though. They think you've gone down the pub.
Yeah.
Without them.
True. Well, now no one's going to the pub, really, so...
We're like, how did you get in? What's your secret? Well, you know...
No, I just bought this $25 fragrance.
What is it? A magician never reveals their tricks, and a barfly never reveals their bar attendants. However, I did do a quick check, Jordan.
Oh, yeah?
To ooze.
Oh, gee, are we back on the word
slowly
ooze?
Slowly trickle or seep out of something, hence my point. To seep, to discharge. No one's ever advertising a fragrance to discharge something.
Yeah.
To flow or exude.
Exude's a good word.
Exude. What was it? Sophistication. What about to trickle?
Look, I see why they went with ooze.
What's the fragrance called? Have you got a name for it?
No, it's just VB fragrance. That's all that they have released.
The new VB fragrance. What would it be called? Sediment.
No, it'll be called Victoria by Bitter.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
There you go. I'm going to copyright that now.
Yeah, get it done. Well, that's good news for them.
Yeah. Good news for anyone else who wants to smell like a brewery.
And we trickle and we drip and we seep and we discharge sophistication. What do you reckon?
I don't think their marketing campaign's going with discharge.
Simo and Jordan.
And have you been short on cash lately?
I think... Not overly.
Well, you don't use cash. When was the last time you had your greasy hands on a note?
That's a good point, actually. I don't remember. No, it's just card for everything.
Although, probably not in a while, because no one's got greasy hands at the moment. They're all dried out from hand sanitizer.
When was the last time you had a hand sanitized note?
Yeah, that one, yeah.
No, I just use card all the time.
All the time?
Yeah, pretty much.
Have you got a little collection of, like... hidden coins somewhere, you know.
Have you
like
not seen my desk?
Emergency. Oh, have you got like an emergency stash?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want anyone in the office to go and raid my coins on my desk, but there's about $3 worth of silver coins.
They all know it's there now.
Just there. Actually, to be honest, go grab it. I don't care.
Yeah, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's been there for 6 months.
So it's just going to keep building. Now, the reason I ask is because over there in the US, they have decided to, well, one aquarium in particular, mm-hmm. they've had to close their doors looking for things to do, so they emptied their wishing well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, what, 300 litres of water later.
Okay.
And they pulled out a whole bunch of a coin, as well as jewellery, toys and eyeglasses. People throwing all kinds of stuff in there in exchange to get some good luck.
All right. So how, do you know how much all these coins added up to? Or
I mean, let's be honest, probably not much.
Well, if there's a lot. I mean, eyeglasses, I don't know if they're expensive, but you probably sell them online and... Well, toys, depending on what it was.
They're still counting it up. So 14 years worth of wishing coins, if you yeah. like. So you toss a coin in there and you make a wish.
Right.
So it's got me thinking. I was like, well, if people are now getting to the point where they're like, they're getting amongst the emergency stash of coin, where else are people, you know, where else are the stashes?
Okay.
Yeah, yours is at your desk. Is that the only one you have?
Yeah.
Right.
Do you have an emergency stash?
I have multiple. I've got like, what do they call it? Like stashes where I can go from A to B. If I'm on the run, then I have a coin stash. If I'm at home, I have a coin stash. If I'm at work, then I have one.
You were at the park the other day. You just dug a hole, put some money in there. Yeah. Just if you happen to be on the run and swing by, it's like, okay, it was underneath this tree here.
It's like all the kids, yeah. All the kids there were digging holes to put their vodka water bottles in the ground for the festival.
I don't think kids were doing that.
And then, and Simo's there just putting his coins in.
Just putting, oh, here we go. Here's a $2.50 of loose change. This will help me.
Hey, hey there, teen. What have you got there? Is that just you burying a bottle of water? Yes, that's exactly what I'm doing, kind sir.
We all heard it. Hey there, teen.
It is
what
time.
Are you?
It is time.
What have you become?
It is time for a top five coin stashes. It is your emergency coin stash.
Thank God it's on a top five of ways to greet people who are under the age of 17.
Hello, fellow kids.
Hello there, fellow teen. Anyone got a Tamagotchi they want to play with?
I, too, wear my hat slightly askew. Coming in at number...
I am like you in every way.
dear. What? Number five. The balcony floor. Have you noticed someone's glued a whole bunch of coins to the floor there?
Okay, so this is where to keep your coins.
Yeah.
All right, I haven't noticed that, actually.
I'm just going to roll in there with a chainsaw and a whole bunch of... I don't know, how do you get rid of glue?
Probably not with the chainsaw. If you wanted to cut the coins in half, I would advocate a chainsaw.
No, you cut them cut around.
Okay, cut around. I reckon you'd probably get, you know, people coming up asking questions if you just wandered in there with a chainsaw.
In the dead of night? I'll have to get a quiet chainsaw.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Gonna have to get...
Have you heard them?
Do they
quite loud.
Do chainsaws have mufflers? Is that an option? Coming in at number four for your emergency coin stashes, clothes in the dryer at home. So every now and again, you turn the dryer on and you just hear ting, ting, ting. You're like, oops, sorry, mate. Let's hold up, get your coin out of the pockets. I'm like, yes.
I don't think it's as much of a quiet tink, tink, tink as you said, but more
crunch.
just a very loud noise.
Yeah.
Which can be like, what can you hear? No, it's just a dishwasher.
Also, you know how sometimes you want to keep something safe, but then you put it somewhere where you can never see it again because you wanted it to be safe?
Yeah.
Bonus is that as a coin stashing spot, you'll never forget where it is because you can hear it.
Every time you do your washing, you'll hear it.
Coming in at number three, the center console. That's pretty stock standard.
Oh, your center console of the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Coming in at number two for your emergency coin stashes. Back of the couch. Just one hand. Hoi! What's that? Oh, that's gum.
Yeah.
That is a chew toy. Nope. What is that? Ooh, a $2 coin.
I think we're scraping the bottom of the barrel now because you don't want to put your hand behind the couch because... Admittedly, there could be coins, but there could be a lot of other worse things there. Well,
there you go. There's an idea. Scrape the bottom of the barrel. Put your coins in there.
Can we have a 1.5?
Coming
on
in
top five.
At number one of places to store some emergency coin, it is your kid's piggy bank or just their pocket money in general. So they've been emptying the dishwasher this week for free.
You are advocating stealing from your child.
I'm advocating your own children's slave labor is what I'm advocating.
I'm pretty sure you shouldn't be advocating that.
So your own kids, you can exploit your own offspring.
I'm pretty sure you can't.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And did you watch The Bachelor last night, Jordan?
Simo, I think you know I did.
Oh, yeah, you did. It is time for a love chat. Love chat, baby. Love a good love chat. So how did you find it?
Well, Simo, you know that I am the biggest fan of The Bachelor in perhaps the world. Love the TV show. It's amazing.
Mm.
And, like, gets it, like, not even jokingly. Absolutely love it. I've been waiting for this for so long.
Big fan.
And it did not disappoint.
I have a little bit of what went on last night.
Yeah.
It was a bit of a hectic time, first episode. Can you give us a bit of a rundown of what to expect? Because you do know the structure of the show quite well.
Yeah, so first episode, so there's one guy, Lockie, who I think there's 23 or 24 girls all kind of flocking over more or less.
Right.
And episode one, the Lockie's standing there, there's a red carpet and all the girls come up and meet him. And then they kind of all meet each other and drama happens because all the girls want to kind of get
Hello. Lockie. Hello, I see you got the penguin suit memo. I
love it.
Rosemary knows how to make an impression.
Rosemary coming in a penguin suit, she is courageous enough to take risks. I absolutely love that.
And she has a move that will really get Lockie's attention.
I really just want to show him, hey, I'm not just a penguin, I'm a person too. What is she doing? I'm so nervous.
To be dressed as a penguin and to pull off such a move. Good on her because it paid off.
So there was someone that rocked up to the bachelor house in a penguin suit.
Yeah, literally dressed as a penguin.
So
she's been nicknamed Penguin Lady for me.
I love the fact that everyone's like, oh, what's under the penguin suit? I kind of knew that there was a human being.
Yeah, it's like Jockey took off the penguin suit and it was an actual penguin.
I also really enjoyed Lockie the Bachelor. It sounded like he was going to say a different C word when he was going courageous. It sounded like maybe crazy.
Rosemary knows how to make an impression.
Rosemary coming in a penguin suit, she is courageous enough to take
courageous enough.
Sounds like it's been edited now you mention it.
Good save, Lockie. Great save. So how did it go down on the first night for you?
Well, yes, am I very much happy with this season? It's looking like a good season. I think my favourite thing about the first episode is there's always some people that get eliminated like straight away.
Yeah, gone.
Which is so, it must be so terrible. It's like, you know, you're going in this, you're leading up and then you get like one night and then you're sent home. That must be truly embarrassing.
Yes, thanks for playing. Although not, because it's never embarrassing because you don't know who they are. They never really get much.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Yeah. They're kind of like, you did not receive a rose. Sorry, who are you?
Yeah.
I love that Osher, the host, goes, please now take the time to say goodbye. First introduce yourself again because we've forgotten and then say goodbye.
Ruthless. Also, I did want to point out that the penguin lady suit woman, she got the, was it, she was obviously caught the attention of The Bachelor, and so did someone else in a novelty, trivial kind of shtick, you know, outfit, if you like.
Yes.
Someone had like a bit of a floral kind of dancer vibe, is that right? With like, there were some feathers in the hair and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Doing spins.
Yeah, like one of those Brazilian dancers you may see at Carnival.
And those were the two that were paid the most attention to by The Bachelor last night.
Oh, there was that doctor as well, but yeah.
But again, a shtick.
Yeah.
Although, medical study, not so much a shtick as a well-respected profession.
I don't think you can compare dressing up as a penguin and being a fully qualified doctor.
That's fair.
As in, oh, you're both the same.
I'm just a little, I'm just a little bit concerned that The Bachelor, that the rest, that all the girls are going to turn on him because he's really favoured and given some early advantages to the ones who kind of dressed up and took the mickey out of the whole thing.
Yeah.
So I'm a little bit worried. The ones that made an effort, he may end up having 20 women turn on him, so I'm a little bit concerned.
Well, Simo, the one that you mentioned, the dancer lady, she got the triple threat rose, I believe it was called, last night.
Triple threat rose.
Which, when the host walks in and say, we have a triple threat rose, my favourite is watching all the girls' reaction, and they just go, I want it, I need it, that's mine. I don't know what it does, but I want it, that's mine.
Oh, dear.
And then it did something I can't remember, but it probably gave them an advantage in finding love.
Simo and Jordan.
And sharks. Not a fan?
I'm a fan as long as they stay in the water.
That's fair. Does that cause you to swim between the flags when you go to the beach always?
No, because swimming, well, I do swim between the flags, but not because of sharks. Because that's where it's safest, because that's where lifeguards are patrolling.
Yeah.
It's not like a shark swimming along going, I'm a bit hungry. There's someone over there I might go and eat. Oh, nope, sorry, they're in the flags.
That's their spot.
That's their spot. I'll take this spot over here.
Look.
But that one's theirs.
Respect the line is all I'm saying to the sharks. We don't have to worry about them, obviously, here, very inland.
Mm-hmm.
Unless the local watering holes are harbouring secrets I'm not aware of.
It could be. Should we get that rumour going?
Don't tell anyone.
Don't tell anyone. So, but do tell people to get the rumour going, but don't tell anyone.
A former NASA engineer, or a NASA engineer, as he likes to be called, has braved shark-infested waters to do a bit of a scientific experiment, which has got me concerned.
Right.
Namely because it involves the use of human blood.
Okay.
Here he is.
This busted the myth from the movies that sharks are these ruthless killers that just go crazy if they smell a drop of your blood from a mile away.
So what he did was he attained 15 litres of human blood.
Should we go into how he managed to do that, or should we just move on?
I don't know if Mitre 10 does it, or like, where would you go?
It's a weird thing just to pop into your local Woolies or something and say, yeah, do you have 15 litres of human blood lying around? Oh, yeah, no, that's aisle number 7, just over there.
You'd think that he... Obviously, was it AB positive? Was it A? Was it B? Was it O? I don't know.
Imagine getting this blood and going, oh, no, it's A positive. Oh, I wanted O. Oh.
Yeah, so sharks might have a certain kind of taste. It's like barbecue and tomato sauce. And a temperature issue as well.
Let's not even get into that.
And how they like it stored. Maybe they prefer it housed inside human skin.
I would assume so.
So he tested it out with human and also fish blood.
Okay.
Now, how did he go with it? Here he is again.
I pumped out 15 drops of human blood per minute for an hour, pretty close to a bunch of sharks that in the end just weren't really that interested.
No, so they went for the fish blood, 140 more times than the human stuff.
Right.
So they prefer their local neighbours as opposed to... foreign immigrants.
Well, that's slightly more reassuring, not going to lie.
So is that going to maybe encourage you to go swimming more often on the seaside?
Yeah, it's definitely going to encourage me not to rub myself up in fish blood before I go swimming.
That's a good point.
Which wasn't going to do anyway.
Mm.
But just in case I had a thought 6 months in the future or whenever I am swimming at my next beach, just kind of, oh, you know what, sunscreen? No, it's not doing it for me. I'll just lather myself in fish blood. No.
It's also got me concerned that NASA's doing some tests on sharks, because their space is really space, isn't it? Out there, beyond Earth. So what if they're, like, getting some kind of scientific evidence about sharks? Does that mean space sharks? Is that something that we have to, like, be concerned about?
Or maybe they're sending a shark to Mars.
Oh, yeah, right, okay.
Just throw it up there, see what happens.
I was going to say, because I had what, for 2020 apocalypse bingo, I had bushfires, I had COVID, I had locust snakes. I didn't have space sharks, unfortunately.
Maybe you should change that to space sharks.
Yeah, that's an option.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, let me throw this metaphorical situation at you.
Oh, I enjoy metaphoricals.
And we'll just see how you react.
Okay.
So you're driving along, perhaps after the show today.
Okay.
Perhaps we'll say any random road, maybe the Monero Highway.
So it's bright outside, conditions are good.
Yeah, conditions are good, sunny, not a cloud in the sky, no rain, no wind, nothing like that.
Is there anyone tailgating me?
There is no one tailgating you.
I like this. Am I tailgating anyone?
Yes, you are. No, Simo, you are the legal and safe distance away from both the car in front of you and behind.
That's very responsible of me.
And you're also following the speed limit as well.
Awesome.
So far...
Good. The cops aren't going to get me.
Yeah. So far, no complaints.
All right.
Simo, what do you do if you see a spider crawling along your dashboard?
Oh. Well, I probably... A little bit of Wii escapes, first and foremost.
Shed weight. You can drive away quicker.
Drop a few milligrams. But I'm probably pulling over pretty quick smart.
Yeah.
In a safe manner, but definitely in haste.
I'm talking like one of the big spiders. I don't think poisonous, but definitely quite big, kind of imagine a 50-cent coin or bigger.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things that it definitely has like an animalistic fight or flight response.
Mm.
And I am a flighter. I am not a fighter. That's right. Unfortunately, the love of not a fighter doesn't apply to spiders. Mm.
You will very happily pull over, set fire to your car, and happily walk the rest of your journey.
That's it, little knapsack over my shoulder, and then...
hitchhike the rest of the way.
Walk home.
Well, Simo, the reason I am asking you this hypothetical situation is because this very hypothetical happened to two people who were driving in the Gold Coast. first. Mm. We've got the audio of it here, and it's safe to say, Simo, they remained calm.
Oh, cool, calm and collected.
Oh my God, it's coming
It's all
me.
Good, but don't worry, it's all good. Oh he's chilling.
He's chilling.
Just pull over.
That's very joyous. He definitely changes his tune pretty quick, eh, the guy?
See, what I meant, they remained very calm apart from the screaming and yelling pull over.
Can I hear, he's calm at the beginning.
Where him? Oh my God, it's coming
It's all good,
me.
But don't worry, it's all good.
Simo, I'll tell you why he was calm at the beginning, because
okay,
I've watched
why?
This video.
All right, yeah.
So that the guy is talking, he's also filming it, he is in the passenger seat, and then the girl you hear is driving the car. The reason he is very calm in the beginning is because the spider in question is on the driver's side of the car, and then throughout the video, it makes its way over to where the passenger seat is to where the guy is filming until he yells and screams, pull over.
Right, and that's when it's time to pull over.
Yes.
So
when it's happening to you, hilarious. When it's happening to me, pull over, pull over.
Great, yeah.
This footage has gone viral, so much so that these two were actually interviewed on Sunrise the other day.
Oh, my goodness.
Like with Koshy and all that sort of stuff. And Koshy asked the question, so what ended up happening? Because that's the video cuts out. Like, I haven't edited that. That's just where it cuts out. That's where it ends.
Yeah.
So we don't know what happened next.
He's chilling.
So it ends with screaming and yelling, pull over.
Yeah.
So Simo, Koshy asked the question, what happened next? To which they responded, we ended up pulling over, opening the door, spider jumped out, crept onto the grass, and along we went.
They ran it over, didn't they?
I don't know about you. Well, you've had the exact same thought as me. That sounds like a lie.
Yeah, that does,
didn't happen.
Yeah.
The spider was thrown out, and then you ran over it 17 times just to make sure it's not coming back.
17 times, so like into reverse?
Into reverse, back and forth, back and forth.
Then when?
Other people on the other side of the road were going, what's going on over there? Just the cars going back and forth, back and forth. We found a spider in our car. Oh, yeah, it makes perfect sense, as you were.
And the rest of them are like driving past, are like, oh, it's a learner driver.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.